Hello and welcome to another in the Essential Install podcast series. As I'm sure you know, I'm David Kitchener, Publishing Director of Essential Install magazine. Since we launched this series of podcasts, we've covered some incredibly interesting subjects designed to educate and entertain. We've covered an industry association, an installer turned distributor, how light affects our well-being, and much, much more. In fact, all our podcasts can be found on the Essential Install website, essentialinstall.com. The topic for today's podcast is something different again. We're talking to Ian Morris. Some of you will know him from his ISE days, which I believe spanned some 13 years. But these days, he's heading up a very worthy industry initiative in the shape of Together for Cinema, which Ian will tell us all about. Welcome, Ian.
Hi, David. Hi.
So, Ian, explain what Together for Cinema is all about. A lot of us know, but I'm sure you can fill in the gaps, and how it came into being.
Together for Cinema, very simply, is an AV industry good cause enterprise that has sort of come into being over the last 12 years. 2007, I joined Integrated Systems Europe, and in 2009, just a personal thing, I was watching a TV program. I was moved by what I saw. I felt I should, you know, make a donation. My wife was pregnant with our first child. And it was a program called The Secret Millionaire about a holiday home in Blackpool for terminally ill children called Donna's Dream House. I didn't donate. I phoned up the venue and said, look, I'm in the AV industry. I'm reasonably well connected. Before ISE, I was 8 years working with Cedia on their exhibition in EMEA in London. So I had a lot of good contacts, and I just felt we could do a little more than donate. So, cut a long story short, 14 months later, our first cinema room was opened. We weren't called Together for Cinema then, but shortly after the opening of that cinema room in 2010, I made contact with an organisation called Children's Hospices UK, CHUK, which then was absorbed into the big charity we all may know nationally, Together for Short Lives. So I started working closely with Together for Short Lives to liaise with them to reach out to their 54 children's hospices that they have in the UK to see if we could help another venue with another donated cinema room. And that's how the seeds were sown and the foundation for Together for Cinema came about. The name clearly linked with Together for Short Lives. They're very happy with the fact that we call it Together for Cinema. So that's how the seeds were sown. And it started. Began in 2009 and then just motored from there.
Since Together for Cinema, Ian, how many cinemas have you actually produced?
Well, while I was at ISE, creating Together for Cinema, we had a target of 25 donated cinema rooms by 2020. And that was quite ambitious when, you know, we'd only installed a couple in 2010, 11, whenever it was. But we hit this target in 2020, in September 2020, even with COVID. So, and well over £500,000 worth of installations. Where we are now, because COVID sort of paused everything for a lot of people, and I'd left ISE in February. I was due to start a new contract with KNX, which sadly was postponed and postponed. But all the time people were saying to me, you know, Ian, what's happening with Together for Cinema? And I'll cover that later on if needs be. But I was encouraged to take on Together for Cinema full time. And there was offers of sponsorship and so on and so forth. But where we are, we went full time in that in March 21. And where we are now is as of December 21, we will have our 29th installation installed on Friday this week. And 29 installations so far, all donated, and total value, normal installation value, about £635,000. So we have targets, we have big aspirations, and we have a hell of a lot of support from the industry.
Wow. And these are, for the people that don't know, are all installed in hospices, are they, Ian?
The majority are in children's hospices. There are, I think, three or four, that have been installed in venues that don't come under the 54 children's hospices in the UK, but they are, you know, care respite homes for, you know, disabled children, children with autism, lots of children and young adult care, but not defined as children's hospices. So the bottom line is, actually, I think the cinema rooms get used more, actually, in these differing venues as opposed to the hospices. The hospices give a lot of, I think, relief and enjoyment for the families and siblings, as well as the children. Whereas I think in the disabled sort of venue, you know, respite care centres, there's more for the actual children, just by nature of the entity itself.
It's great cause. I mean, the more I talk to you about it, the more I find it interesting. And I mean, the kids must clearly love it. What, just out of interest, what kind of age range are these kids?
I think a children's hospice bracket sort of goes to young adults as well. I would certainly say that where we focus our attention on currently with the children's hospices and the young adult care would be anything from sort of 0 to 25. But that goes way beyond just the children themselves. It's their families, it's their siblings. I mean, if you're a brother of a child that's in trouble, a lot of focus goes on to the child that's in, you know, is having a tough time. So you get slightly disregarded. So there's a lot of care and a lot of outreach to the siblings, the families themselves. You know, I can't comprehend where these people are and how they manage with what they're managing, but they do, and they do it incredibly well. I've met many of them. But there's a lot of outreach, a lot of further care for the extended family and friends and carers of these children.
And there's a lot of tugging at the heartstrings going on, I'm guessing.
I think you can't not get moved by it. When I visited my first couple of hospices back in 2010, it's very hard not to go, you know, to leave them, because they're very keen to tell you about it. So you get the tour, as they term the tour. So you see and meet the children and meet the families, and you see some pretty raw things, you know, rooms where the children are laid once they've passed on and so on. And it's tough. I've got two little boys at home, 10 and 12. You know, I look at them sometimes and your sort of eyes just sort of fill up every, you know, it just moves you and you sort of combine that emotion with your own children. But yeah, the first three or four I went to, I sat back in the car and just broke down. You know, I just felt that was the way I dealt with it. I just had to break. You get used to it. Sadly, you know, it becomes something that I see now on a regular basis. And I understand that every second in these children's hospices, etc., has to be a sparkle. You know, we don't know how long they've got left, so make every second count.
I think it's amazing. I'm going to use that word a lot, I'm sure, during this podcast. But I know you've invited me along to a few. I'm not too sure whether I could handle it, if I'm to be frank. I've got grown-up kids. You know, I love kids. Anything I can do for kids, any charities that we support, we like to do it for kids, which is why the Together for Cinema is really struck a chord with us. And I've now got two very small grandchildren, so I'm not too sure how I'll react going to the first one, Ian.
I think you'd be fine. I think you know, because you understand what we do, and you would come in and see the good bit. And let me tell you, the good bits are, you know, going in to an opening of a cinema room. We might have a celeb guest who comes in, and they're very, you know, they're some celebs that are incredibly supportive. You know, we'll have a glass of Prosecco and some cake, and, you know, we'll do the opening, and everyone will say it's fabulous and thank you, and all of those good things that we like to do and we like to promote and PR. But that's the fabulous part of what Together for Cinema does. That's our real bonus time. It's tough. Sometimes the journey can be difficult. Any installation, and I'm not a professional installer. We have professional installers that manage all the work for us. But a lot of it is the project management and the shuffling along, the gathering of the product, the generating the financial support that we need, you know, the finding of the right installer in the right location, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of legwork to make these installs actually happen. But the joy is that opening. It may only be an hour and a half. I took a four-hour, 45-minute journey up to Glossop in Derbyshire last Wednesday. I had an hour and 40 minutes there, and I had a four-and-a-half-hour journey back home. The hour and a half there was golden. It's worth every second on the train.
I should imagine the sense of pride and the sense of satisfaction is immense from your point of view.
Yeah, I think, you know, anybody who gets involved with, you know, with good cause work, you know, personally, you're going to every now and then sort of think, yeah, I'm all right. You know, maybe when I come to meet my maker, I'll be going up rather than down. And, you know, all those good things. What I think I take most pride, and it's not a me thing. I think it's such an industry collaborative effort. We as an industry, and bear in mind, I did it part time. I worked, you know, Together for Cinema part time for, you know, combining it with IRC. for 12 years. I've only been full-time now for, gosh, coming up 10 months. But what we've achieved, and it really is a we, as an industry, is incredible. Be you a sponsor, putting a little bit of money in the pot to make it happen. Be you donating product. Be you helping with an installation. Be you one of our media partners. David, thank you for all your support and giving me a stand at the show and so on and so forth, the EI show. Or be you an operational partner, helping make it happen. We have incredible support from so many companies, so many individuals to help make this happen. I sit here and say, well, hey, look, next year we're going to have, we've got five installs already planned with an installer. We've got the product lists and so on. I think, God, with all the support we're getting, we should be doing 10 installs. But actually, five is quite a lot. So there are other things that we can do. We're starting now to roll out, which will develop further after, I think, ISC next year. So probably in March, April next year, the recycling of dated secondhand or B stock to good causes. So to causes, and this I'm actually quite proud of, because I think this is a great initiative. There seems to be a real desire for our industry not to chuck things into landfill. Absolutely right. So when you've got product that still has a life and still has a value, and it's been ripped out of, a bank in London, and it's only been there 2 years, but something new's coming, don't throw it away. Don't stick it on eBay, because you're taking a sale away, possibly from somebody else, from the manufacturer. Channel it through Together for Cinema. We will find a good cause home for it, somewhere that doesn't usually have the budget to buy monitors or an extra projector or an extra screen or whatever it might be. If we can use it and place it, we will, to a good cause. It enhances their operation. It doesn't necessarily take a sale away from anyone else. And we're not sticking it in landfill. It's an all good process. So that will become more developed next year.
So you reach out to pretty much everybody who has old kit that they want to update?
Yes, no. I mean, I don't reach out to the venues, like to the bank. I won't go to the bank and say, hey, look, have you got, old kit? Owen Ellis very kindly at the AV User Group is does a little bit of promotion for Together for Cinema to his audience. So there's some banks and big branded companies like Google and Facebook who know about what we do. And we've been approached by a few of them already, which is why I'm confident this will go forward. We don't want everything. We can get too much and we can end up becoming a dumping ground. I don't want that to happen. We can't just sit there with bundles and bundles of kit. We'll just landfill it. But if there are specific solutions that we feel that our audience, our good cause audience can use, then, and I think the process will be, is that whoever has that, the installer or the integrator, for example, the Savile Group have already spoken to me about one or two ideas as well, hold on to that kit. We could package it up accordingly. I can then be notified what it is. I can let my audience know. And if somebody wants it, Savile Group or whoever it would be would send it directly to the good cause venue and have some responsibility to nurture the install or help with some technical issues and so on and so forth. So again, we're still shaping it, but there's an absolute desire for this to happen. So we're going to see where that goes.
So the recent Glossop installation, where typically did you get all of that kit from? I mean, obviously it's speakers, it's HD-based T stuff, flat screens.
Yeah, I mean, that was an interesting one, actually, because I'll talk more generically about where we get the kit from. I mean, as I say, with my time at ISC and CEDIA before, fortunately, I know lots of the manufacturers and distributors very well. Where there is a will, there is a way, and that's absolutely been true of ISE. The amount of conversation we have down show aisles or quick emails here or whatever it is, if you're determined to make it happen, you'll make it happen. There's enough kit out there, but there are some I'm sort of loath to mention companies because I know I'll miss someone, so I'm not going to mention specific brands if you don't mind, David, because I will miss. They all know who they are and none of them donate to get, exposure and publicity and so on. And I think if anybody wants to know who's donated, go on to the togetherforcinema.co.uk website and look at one of the installations. You'll see a kit list. It's all outlined on the website. But I think it's been amazing that probably there must be 100 companies, manufacturers, distributors in the UK that have donated product, and probably more than 100. Pick a few big companies, they've probably donated. You look at the installers, well, we've installed 29 rooms. A couple of installers have done more than one. But, you know, there's probably 20 different installers that have installed free of charge for Together for Cinema. There's five or six different media that give us regular exposure. You know, we just can't do this without the help and so on. So, yeah, in terms of the kit, projectors, screens, AVRs, speaker kits, cables, Blu-rays, automated blinds, the twinkly star ceiling effect, all sorts of things, you know, we have had donated and will continue to ask for. I've been in sales 30 years in this industry, so I've always been after people's budgets. Now I'm after, well, budgets, but, you know, I'm not frightened to ask for people's products, and they're very, very, very willing to support.
I understand your sentiment with regard to naming people. I was going to suggest that you gave a shout out to some of the manufacturers and people, but as you rightly say, they can all be found on the Together for Cinema website.
Yeah, and hey, look, I could rattle off names, but if I forget someone, I know people aren't going to worry. But I'm very conscious that so many people support, and there are people who support in different. You know, I have somebody who sits on the, couple of guys actually who sit on the steering committee for Together for Cinema, because we have a structured steering committee, which is, you know, five individuals who are very well known in our industry, and they steer Together for Cinema.
And how often do they meet? How often do you all meet, Ian?
Initially, we met every month. Now it's bi-monthly. I think that the shaping has been shaped. We're now striding forward. So we're going to meet every other month. The next meeting is beginning of January. And that's just an update on budgets, the forecasting, where we are, what we're doing, how best go forward. Is the website looking okay? And so on. When you get wrapped up in everything, and David, I'm sure you know from your business, sometimes, as great and perfect as we feel we are, we miss things. So it's great to have other eyes looking at it from a very objective sort of point of view. I have five people that do that for, you know, with me through the steering committee. But two of the members are, you know, one of them is an operational partner and a sponsor. Another one is a regular donator of product and a sponsor. So the level of support is fabulous. So, you know, I could mention those companies, but, you know, the smaller company that's just given me maybe one subwoofer 4 years ago that actually was a big gift for them. It's not right to miss them out. So, hello, we all know who we are, and everyone knows how grateful I am.
Essential Install Magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
In terms of, you mentioned celebrities, and I know there are some of them involved. Can you name the celebrities that are involved in home Together for Cinema?
Yeah, I mean, it's just we've had some celebrities that are involved with particular venues, and so they have patrons and so on. So, you know, people, I mean, up in Glossop, I was there with, if anybody knows Hayley from Coronation Street, an actress called Julie Hesmond-Haug, and she was very kindly there for the opening. You know, we've had Esther Ranson put forward some comments to us. We've had Mike Bushell, the BBC News sports commentator. We've had Lord Montague, Chesney Hawkes, the one and only, I hasten to add, and several others, Charlotte Hawkins, newsreader. So there's been several have heard about what we do and are just willing to go, do you know, what you're doing is a good thing. You know, thank you for giving whatever it is to White Lodge. Diana Moran was the green goddess from the 70s, I think. David, you and I remember this. A lot of people won't.
Well, Diana Moran used to write for me in one of my publications.
Oh, bless her. Well, she's an absolute sweetheart. She's about 82 now. Still jumps around the leotard doing sort of videos to keep people fit.
She's still very green, is she?
She was. She was wearing it. If you look at the White Lodge pictures on the website, you'll see Diana Moran there in a green dress. Yes, she still wears green. But no, we get a lot of support and backing from a lot of people, and we've got, say, the 5 installs next year. There's one particularly that I'm hoping we have a half a chance of getting quite a global megastar at. I won't say who, but he's a singer, and it would be amazing if we could get this chap along. But we'll see.
That'll be good. Not giving a shout out, which I've already said, I understand not giving a shout to the manufacturers. Can you give a shout out to the installers and the integrators that give their time? Because, I mean, they are the guys and gals, aren't they, that go in and screw the things to the wall?
Yeah, I mean, they're the guys that really do, you know, the team that really does the hard work. And, you know, this year, actually, we've got a small installation team from AWE putting an install in. We had in Glossop, we had Greg Howarth from Glow AV. Before that, we had Melanie and Gifford Malcolm from Bespoke Home Cinemas. Ian Brown from Wessex AV. These are the guys who've been involved, you know, this year. Next year, we have the likes of, Andy Bell from Trusted Technology, Ben from Sonic Vision. We have Gary from Decorum Technology and Tim Burrows from Magic House. And probably Ian Brown again for another one. So, you know, we've got those 5 lined up. Do you know, it's fabulous. I had a meeting this morning with another installer in Dorset. And, you know, they're just saying, can we help? You know, we'd like to help. So I think as long as you get the installations in the right place, it's fairly straightforward to find installers, because there's a lot of people who've heard about what we're doing, you know, embrace it, have contacted me or seen me at the EI show, wherever it is, and have said, what can we do? And I think there's a lot of people who are waiting to help as best they can. So, yeah, the installers commit big time to this. Stephen Neverson from Intuitive Homes, who installed a venue called Darien House in Chorley, when we actually had Ben Batt, the actor from Shameless, open the event for us. Stephen just said, you know, I install, you know, through the year for oligarchs, you know, the Saudi princes, footballers, multimillionaire bankers, etc., etc. He said, this is the best install I've ever done. I didn't earn a penny out of it. And it's very, very moving, I think, when you really appreciate the difference you're making. You know, installing into a Saudi prince's house, he might use that cinema room 4 times a year, if that. But when you leave a children's hospice or a venue such as this and know that you're 5 days of work is going to make a proper difference to lots of people's lives. It's pretty special. I've had installers shed tears at openings because it's just so intense and so moving. So yeah, it's special, and I think I think people enjoy being involved.
I can imagine. So you've actually got 5 scheduled for 2022.
Yeah, we have already. We've got 1 in Carlisle, 1 in Grimsby, 1 in Loughborough, 1 in Stoke, and 1 down in just outside of Poole, Corfe Mullen in Dorset. 4 of those are pretty secure, with an installer and a kit list already. 1 is a bit shaky. Sadly, there's been some illness at the venue, and our contact is not around at the moment. But we also have another couple waiting in the wings. So I think we'll have, by the end of next year, we'll be on at least 34 installs and approaching £750,000 of normal installation value. We will hit the million. We will hit 50 installs by 2026. And when we do that, we're going to have a right good party. Not a fundraiser, just a celebration of what we as an industry have achieved.
Absolutely brilliant. Presumably, the hospices reach out to you. Do you reach out to them? How do you connect?
Yeah, a bit of both. Sorry, Dave, I jumped in. Bit of both, actually. We get introduced whenever I install. I always say to my contacts at the end, "Hello, is there anyone else you know who you think could benefit from this?" And that's actually how we got hold of Rose Road and also Rubens Retreat. So Rose Road in Southampton and Rubens Retreat in Glossop. Were by introduction, as opposed to me approaching, you know, one of the 54 children's hospices in the UK, because I had that database and generated that over the years, and I've added probably another 30 or 40 venues. Tomorrow morning I have a meeting in London with an organisation called Resources for Autism, and they have various venues over the UK as well, And these are, and this is another channel of potential installation for us, where again, it really makes such a difference. So yes, there's some work on generating the venue contacts, but I think where we are, you know, if I tried to install 8 or 10 a year, firstly, that's a hell of a lot. Secondly, it's a lot of product. It's a lot of installers. I'm not sure that that would be feasible to do. So we're looking at the sort of 5 or 6 a year. And in 10 years' time, if we install in 50 venues in the UK, there's ample. You know, there's 50 in the UK. What we don't want to do is sort of run out and start thinking, well, where can we go now? And trying to sell an installation. That's not what this is about. This is about saying, we're an industry here, AV industry. We have this channel for good cause, you know, giving. Would it be of interest to you? And you don't have to wait very hard for somebody, £25,000-£30,000 cinema room. Yeah, we're interested. Come and see us. Then the whole ball starts. You know, you start looking at the rooms, looking at the options and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's a mix, David. But generally, it's me reaching out because I will build the contact database as I go through with every venue and add on people that we're introduced to.
It's a fantastic cause. Ian, your time is obviously valuable. How do you fund all of this?
Thank you. I'm glad you asked. Very simply, it's, as I say, last year in September when somebody in the industry said to me, this has got to continue. You know, if you don't do it, no one will. It has to continue. I said, well, I'm not comfortable, you know, sort of earning an income out of this. Because he said, well, we'll sponsor you. And I thought about it, and this chap was absolutely right. This is one of the guys who sits on the steering committee and donates products and so on. He said, well, we'll sponsor you. So it just sowed the seed for me. And I thought, well, if that's the case, let me just see what the feeling is. And there was a tidal wave of, Ian, great, yes, we'll back you. So in March, I drew up a budget. March 21, I drew up a budget. And we hit that budget within 3 months for what we needed to achieve. Don't get me wrong. It's not a massive amount of money. And it was enough to get us by. We have a new budget for next year, which is set. I won't mention figures, but they are. There's nothing, you know, everything is transparent. I'll happily tell anybody, but I won't mention on here. But we're now reaching out for renewals to our sponsors, and we already have some new sponsors for next year. And we have 4 levels, you know, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, varying between £500 and £5,000 per whichever level. And so far, the response has been fabulous. So I'm confident we'll get the monies to operate for next year. That covers me for a monthly wage and covers all the operational costs as well. But I have been asked several times, what happens when you get more money? You know, if you go beyond budget, well, it doesn't go into Ian Morris's bonus. Those days of me in sales and working for a bonus have gone. You know, they're really, the days of me flying premium economy and staying in 5-star hotels, gone. I'm trains and premier lodges now, and that's okay. That's fine. But yeah, any extra money goes towards the icing on the cake. And the icing on the cake, I term as things like the ceiling, the lighting ceiling effects in a cinema room. That's something that it's hard to get donated for every install. There is a company that does donate, but it's hard to get it for every install. So if we have to pay a little bit to get those, because that's a real icing on the cake thing, particularly for the children, or buying an Apple TV setup, or whatever it might be, there will be money available, hopefully, if we get, and there are 4 companies at the moment looking at fundraising, actually, one very serious one, which is going to be publicised very, very soon, to raise money for Together with Cinema. This is where the money will go. I won't draw any more than the set figure that I draw per month, but the rest of the monies will go to the good cause. So, again, sorry, David, long answer, but look, thank you, anybody who has been involved in sponsoring, helping make this continue to grow into something, you know, bigger and better. And I hope, just to close up, I hope that in, you know, 5-10 years time, when I start thinking about the change in my career and maybe retiring, hopefully, Together with Cinema is strong, robust, has got the foundation, and it continues because it's so, so welcomed and so well supported in this industry.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And if anybody does want to get involved, as I said earlier on, from a financial sponsorship point of view, from an integrator point of view, want to get involved with these, or you've got kit, please don't hesitate to contact Ian. So I think that's about it for now. That just leaves me to say thank you very much to Ian Morris of Together for Cinema.
David, thank you. Thank you for your support from the magazine and the show and on this podcast. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
We'll certainly have all of that, Ian, for 2022 and beyond. So no doubt of that. Thank you for listening. Keep your ears open for the next Ian Essential Install podcast series. So goodbye. Have a great Christmas and New Year. We'll be back, as Arnie would say, in the new year. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install magazine podcast. Not just to this episode, but every episode we've released since the podcast started earlier this year. We pride ourselves on being the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. And this podcast is just another way for us to give you, our audience, the latest news, views, features, products and case studies from the home integration industry. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast so that you never miss an episode. We've already got loads of great guests lined up for next year who we can't wait to introduce you to. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online at essentialinstall.com. And finally, from everyone here at Essential Install Magazine and All Things Media Limited, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.